At first, you'd think you were back at college. It's 11 a.m. and these Googlers are hard at, well, anything but work. A few yards away, others soak up the late morning sun. It's certainly a unique office environment. But according to Fortune magazine, this is what made Google the best company to work for in the United States. Coming here to the Googleplex in Mountain View, California, it's easy to see why. For staff here, there are a lot of perks, like a well-equipped gym, on-site massages and medical care, transport ranging from company-provided scooters and push bikes to a massive fleet of shuttle buses, and free food. It's all part of a plan to attract the best and brightest. Now, Stacy Sullivan is Google's chief culture officer. Flashy job title, but bottom line, she is the architect of the company's human resources strategy.
There's many reasons people want to apply to a company or to a position. Probably first and foremost would be, you know, for the work. I want to go someplace where I'm going to be doing something really interesting, really challenging, really unique, and a product that I believe in. But then combine that with, you know, I hear it's a really cool place to work. I hear there's really great benefits at work that will actually help me be more productive during the day and have more of a life when I get home, because I won't have to do my dry cleaning, I won't have to get my hair cut outside of work, I can go to the doctor while I'm actually at the office, and I won't have to leave for meals. And so I think it's a really big factor, but it's just one of many.
The formula is working. Google gets over 3,000 job applications a day from people wanting to join teams like these. And to keep staff happy, there seems to be almost no restrictions. Another perk? They get what's called 20% time, a chance to spend a day a week working on independent projects. This has spawned some of Google's most successful spin-offs, including Gmail. And at the office, apart from some funky design that includes white tents for colleagues to meet, Googlers appear free to do their work anywhere. An environment designed to encourage employees to be Googly.
It's kind of like being Smurfy, if you're a Smurf. If you're a Googler, it means... Having a positive corporate culture that's not too corporate and not too specific. It kind of shifts as Googlers shift, and it allows you to do everything from kind of bring your dogs to work to question authority and work on the type of projects that interest you.
Now, Brett recommends one of the pre-made salads here at the No Name Cafe. This is one of 11 gourmet restaurants here at the Googleplex, and I am trying the Kasha Blood Oranges, Goji Berries, and Cinnamon Salad. With all this food and all those other benefits, I wonder if one could leave the company.
It's a great question. I don't know if I could work anywhere after Google. I think after Google, you either have to retire or kind of go into startup mode.
Christy Lustout, CNN, at the Googleplex.